morning. Welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today's Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. We are a little over 2 weeks away before the NFL draft, and obviously we're all wondering what the 49ers are going to do now that they are back in round one. A lot of people have mocked Georgia tackle Amarius Mims to the 49ers, who has a whole 8 career starts to his name. Our own Jason Aponte caught up with ESPN NFL draft analyst Field Yates, who explained why the 49ers might be willing to take a risk on such an unproven player.
So for Amarius Mims, specific to San Francisco, I thought it was a good fit for this reason. Amarius Mims might need some time. And I say some time rather than being more specific, because I don't love saying a guy needs a full year or a guy needs only a couple of weeks, because you just don't know. I mean, this young 20s player, but he has 803 career snaps in college. 803. Just for some perspective, that's fewer than Joe Alt had last season. And Joe Alt, of course, has been playing for much of the past 3 years. You're talking about basically three times as much tape on Joe Alt than you have on Amarius Mims. That being said, you've got a guy who's 6'8", 340 pounds, who does not look like he's 340 pounds at all, has a nearly 87-inch wingspan with these 35-plus-inch arms. And this unbelievable set of physical tools, it's hard not to think that that guy is going to not be a first 25 or 26 overall player pick. And for San Francisco, while I'm sure fans probably feel some strife over the offensive line from this past postseason in the Super Bowl specifically, Colt McKivitz, he's played a lot of snaps for you. So if you're a 49ers offensive coach, probably saying to yourself, we can hold the fort down a little bit until someone like Amarius Mims is ready to go with a Colt McKivitz or others. And if that, when I say ready to go, if that ready to go is week one, great. If it's week six, also great. If it's week 18, fine. They're one of the few teams I think that can afford to be a little bit more patient than others, which is part of the reason why I didn't have them going to Dallas at 24, because I do feel like Dallas, with their glaring need at left tackle, needs someone that can play right now. And I think Amarius Mims could play right now, but I'm not totally certain.
All you have to do is look at the measurables to see Mims has physical traits that blow you away. But it's really hard for anybody to extrapolate 8 college starts and project that into the NFL. And we all still have draft scars from Trey Lance at North Dakota State. Obviously, it's a little different with Mims. He's playing in Division I. He's at Georgia, a much higher level of competition. But 8 starts is 8 starts, and I don't blame anybody for saying, I'm not going to take that risk. According to Field Yates, however, 49ers may be willing to withstand that risk given the other pieces they already have on their roster. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Wednesday, Matt Barrows and David Lombardi have a 49ers draft guide up now in The Athletic. It has everything you could possibly want to know about the 49ers, where their picks are, where their weaknesses are. Highly recommended reading as we approach the big day on April 25th. If you want to check it out, click the link in the description of this episode. One thing to watch, the 49ers local pro day will be later today. Here is the current list of invitees: Isaiah Avery from Portland State, Jamie Navarro from San Jose State, Tyler Manoa from Arizona, Austin Jones out of USC, Dylan Wyatt out of Arizona, and as we told you about yesterday, Tariq Owens of Missouri State. One thing you may have missed, happy trails Logan Ryan. The safety announced his retirement on social media yesterday. Of course, Ryan joined the 49ers last year off a cruise ship when John Lynch came calling. Played a pivotal role for the 49ers in the Super Bowl. Ryan played 11 years in the league, won 2 championships with the New England Patriots. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Click the bell. You'll get notified every single time we go live, which is every single weekday for you. Today, I will be live with Grant Cohn, 9 a.m. Pacific time. Please, please, please join us for that. Try and enjoy the rest of your Wednesday, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk later today. This has been a Gold Standard Podcast Network production, part of the Fans First Sports Network.